You know what? Okay, the most important thing I think you can walk away with on this parsha is as follows, okay? I try to say this word at least once a year, okay? If I asked you, what is the most important part of Parshas Yisro, you would tell me hands down, I hope. What? Yes, yeah, good, good, good. Good. Why? What is important about that moment?
It's the only reason we have the Torah. The
what do you mean? Let's be careful.
The moment where the bindingness of the Torah happens.
Okay, right? So if I had to analyze Zev, I think many people would say what Zev said, which is the importance of this parasha is because it is when we got the mitzvos. Right? If you ask the Rambam, is that right? No. Right? No. Right? The Rambam thinks the most important part of this week's parsha is not the content of revelation, but is the fact of revelation. Right? Right? That's a subtlety, right? But it's an important subtlety. Meaning, according to the Rambam, the most important part of revelation is not that which was conveyed at revelation. It's the fact that there was a revelation. And a good raya to this, not within the Rambam, is from, and I like using this every so often, emerges from the Haftarot. Because the Ashkenazi minhag, I've mentioned this before, the Ashkenazi minhag, as Yossi Ofer has pointed out, in choosing Haftarot, was to choose Haftarot based on what? Thematic connections. Right? This was distinct from the Sephardi tradition. Not consistently, but many of the Sephardi, especially the Aristotle traditions, which look for linguistic rather than thematic connections. But the Ashkenazi minhag that developed was to choose Haftarot based on theme. We read the Aseres HaDibros how many times?
3 times a year.
3 times a year. How many from the one from Yisro? Right, how many times this one? Right, we read it right twice. Right, once on
Shavuos.
Once in Shavuos and once when we read Parshas Yisro. The other time is Vayeschanan. Right? What Haftarah do we have in Vayeschanan? Yes, you do. Of course you do. You really do. You really do. You should. Because Shabbos Chazon is always Parshas Dvarim, and Vayeschanan is always the week after Tisha B'Av, therefore it's the first of the Sheva Nechmasa, right? And therefore, right, the fact that the Haftarah of Vayeschanan has nothing to do with the Parsha is obvious because we have a 12-week period of the year in which we never, right, people forget this. There's a 12-week period in the year where our Haftarah do not connect to the Parsha, and that is the 3 weeks before Tisha B'Av, which are the Tlasa de Paranusa, the 7 weeks afterwards, which are the Sheva de Nechemta, or the Nechmasa, right? And then, two about Tshuva, right? So, there's a whole 3-month period where we don't even bother connecting thematically the Haftarah to the Parsha. Therefore, that's out. So, without Vayeschanan, we read the Aseres HaDibros twice during the year. Once on Parshas Yisro this week, and once on Shavuos. What is the Haftarah this week, and what is the Haftarah on Shavuos? What?
No chance. No idea.
Both of them are Maase Merkava. Yeshayahu's Maase Merkava is Yisro, and Yechezkel's Maase Merkava is Shavuos. But clearly, the person who picked the Haftarot was thinking what? Right? Think about it. If the central theme of Matan Torah was the mitzvos, then he should have looked for Haftarah, which talked about mitzvos. But both Haftarot that are chosen to connect to the Aseres HaDibros pick non-mitzvah cases of intense revelation. Right? Which I think, theologically, shows you that whoever this person was in the early Ashkenazi tradition who chose the Haftarot, whether or not he thought in the same exact theological terms of the Rambam, right, is thinking along the same lines as the Rambam, which is that the Chiddush, or the greatest part, the most important element of Matan Torah was not even the Torah, right? Was the very fact of revelation to God, right? The content is almost Not even almost. The content is secondary, right? A very important secondary, kamuvan, right? And again, this is, I think, implicit in the choice of Haftarot, but the Rambam will tell you this, right? Explicitly, right? Right? I mean, that's what the Rambam tells you, right? That belief in Torah, yes, not just its content, but belief in the possibility of Torah, the possibility of an eternal Torah, is predicated not on what God said, but the fact that God said, right? And that's something that I think sometimes we forget in Parshas Yisro. We forget, right? We know that, like, it's one of those things. We read the Rambam, right? And we, while we're reading the Rambam, we sort of get that, right? That revelation is important in and of itself. But then, as soon as we get to Parshas Yisro, right, and like someone asks you for a Dvar Torah at the table, everyone loves Parshas Yisro because, like, oh, I don't remember what's in the rest of the Parsha, but I have at least 10 choices that I can talk about. I can talk about the Yisro and the Dibros. Okay, I probably won't talk about murder or Neof or something, but like, you can always talk about Losachmot, and you can always talk about Kivut Avaim, and you can always talk about Shabbos, right? And when we think of the Parsha, we think of the content, but we forget that at the end of the day, the most important thing that happened in Har Sinai was that we had a direct relationship for God, for the one and only time in history, right, that enabled the entire system of Torah to function. Okay? Good.